I think it's partly both. We truly have seen a rise in crime in certain neighborhoods and certain types of crimes. But that has led to a perception that can become a reality in people's minds and can hurt our tourist industry and can hurt downtown when people in other neighborhoods are afraid to go downtown.
Is the solution more policing? Is it as simple as that?
No, it's not. There are several solutions, but the first one is we had an opportunity when the Obama Justice Department came to us and said, you have a problem with how your police deal with race and how they deal with overuse of force. We have spent years under this mayor fighting the Justice Department, fighting the city attorney's office, the council, a fight with the U.S. Attorney's Office. And that has just completely slowed down our ability to move forward. We should have moved early and quickly and reformed our police department. We haven't. So we need to do that. I want someone in my office who actually knows how to work with the Justice Department so that we can get through the reforms and get our police and the people in the city feeling better about each other. That's number one. Number two is what I would call dealing with the issue of despair. We have a great opportunity as a result of legislation that passed this year. I know the mayor thinks everything in Seattle is a fault of the legislature, but actually we passed legislation and the Republicans fought us, but it was the Obamacare. And as a result, people who are sleeping on the streets today are entitled to mental health. One of the providers who serve mental health youth, homeless youth in your neighborhood right here where the station is, estimates she'll save about $250,000 as she signs those young people up for mental health treatment. Thus, they get the treatment and she's able to put more money into homeless people.
You just said, I want someone in my office who will help ensure smooth progress on this consent decree. You're talking about a police chief?
Well, so that is part of it. No, I was actually talking about someone, identifying someone who actually hopefully knows the U.S. Attorney General, has worked with folks in the Obama administration, and can help build trust. Because, you know, consent decrees can last a decade. And I don't think that would be a good thing for Seattle. I don't think it would be a good thing for the morale of our police force or for the faith in our people in the police force.
So it would be a point person under a Murray administration.
Right.
And what about police chief? What's your plan?
So that's the other piece is we need to do a national search. We need to identify someone who knows how to change the culture of a police force, who can restore the morale of the police force, which is not particularly high these days, and can build faith in the citizens of this city, in their police force. Because what I'm hearing from police, great police officers, is they haven't had leadership and they haven't had a clear message. You know, the cop on the street doesn't have a clear message from leadership, you're going to have problems on the street with crime.
I want to jump back now to mental health because a lot of what we perceive as bad behavior on the street is not criminal behavior, but it involves people with mental health issues or just things that are unpleasant to encounter, mm-hmm. not necessarily something that you can mm-hmm. prosecute. So how, besides providing mental health treatment for those who mm-hmm. need it, how do we deal with that?
I wouldn't underestimate the impact that folks having mental health insurance for the first time in their lives is going to make on their ability to get treatment and hopefully to stay off the street. But it is a multi-layered problem that's going to require a series of answers. For example, there is only one day shelter in Seattle, Mary's Place, for women and children. That's simply not enough. There's a growing group of folks who work at night, but they're homeless during the day, so they have nowhere to sleep. And at times, we've created a situation where our regulations are just too difficult in how the agencies, the nonprofits who work with the homeless can operate. You know, one advocate pointed out to me that a woman really didn't want to go into housing. What she needed was her hairdresser's license renewed. Another woman needed her trucker's license back. And if we give flexibility so that folks can become independent and get on their feet and not just provide beds alone, that's part of the solution too. The world is changing. We need to be more innovative in how we provide these services. And of course, we simply don't have enough.
And who pays for this?
I think it is going to come down to treatment, so that people stabilize and can move on with their lives.